Meditations for blessings, health, and prosperity. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. I subdue the earth and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. I am created in God's own image and likeness. Genesis chapter 5, verse 22. I walk with God. Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. I find grace in the eyes of the Lord. Genesis chapter 6, verse 18. God has established His covenant with me and my family. Genesis chapter 9, verse 2. The fear and the dread of me is upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air and upon all that moves upon the earth and upon all fishes of the sea. Into my hand they are delivered. Genesis chapter 9, verse 3. Every moving thing that lives is meat for me, even as the green herb has God given me all things. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. God makes me a great nation, and He blesses me and makes His name great through me, and I am a blessing. God blesses those who bless me and curses those that curse me. And in me, all the families of the earth are blessed. Genesis 13, verse 2. I am rich in possessions, in finances, and in all. Genesis 14, verse 19. I am blessed of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Genesis 15, verse 1. God is my shield and my exceeding great reward. Genesis chapter 17, verse 5. God's covenant is with me, and I am a spiritual father of many nations. Genesis chapter 17, verse 6. God makes me exceedingly fruitful and makes nations of me, and spiritual kings come out of my spirit. Genesis chapter 18, verse 17. God shows unto me all that He does. Genesis chapter 18, verse 19. God knows me, and I command my children and my household after me, and they keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. Genesis chapter 21, verse 6. God makes me to laugh and rejoice, so that all that hear will laugh and rejoice with me. Genesis chapter 22, verse 16 and 17. I obey the Lord and withhold nothing from Him. and God blesses me and multiplies me spiritually, and all my spiritual children, and I possess the gate of God's enemies. Genesis chapter 22, verse 18. I always obey God's voice. Genesis chapter 24, verse 40. The Lord before whom I walk sends his angel with me and prospers my way. Genesis chapter 26, verse 5. I obey God's voice and keep his charges, his commandments, his statutes, and his laws. Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. God is with me and keeps me in all places that I go, and brings me to his inheritance, and will never leave me, but will perform and do all that he has spoken in my life. Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. I have power with God and with men, and prevail. Genesis chapter 39, verse 2. The Lord is with me and makes me a prosperous man. Genesis chapter 39, verse 6. God makes me a godly person, well-favored, attractive, and fine-looking. Genesis chapter 39, verse 21. The Lord is with me and shows me mercy and gives me favor in the sight of all men. Genesis chapter 39, verse 23. The Lord is with me, and in all which I do, the Lord makes it to prosper. Exodus chapter 15, verse 2. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation, and I exalt him. Exodus chapter 15, verse 13. The Lord in his mercy has redeemed me. He has guided me in his strength. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. I diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord my God, and do that which is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes. And God allows none of the diseases upon me which he allows in the world. For God the Lord is my healer. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. I obey God's voice and keep God's covenant, and I am a special treasure unto God above all people, for all the earth is the Lord's. Exodus chapter 19, verse 6. I am unto the Lord a priest and a holy nation. Exodus chapter 20, verse 6. God shows mercy unto me because I love him and keep his commandments. Exodus chapter 23, verse 20. God sends His angel before me and keeps me in His way and brings me into the inheritance which He has prepared for me. Exodus 23, verse 22. I obey God's voice and do all that He speaks. And God is an enemy unto my enemies, and an adversary unto my adversaries. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. I serve the Lord my God, and He blesses my bread and my water, and take sicknesses away from my presence. Exodus chapter 23, verse 26. I will fulfill the number of my days. Exodus chapter 23, verse 27. God sends His fear before me and destroys all the satanic forces which I confront, and He makes them flee in terror from me. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 13. The Lord loves me and blesses me and multiplies me. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 13 to 15. The Lord blesses my fruit and blesses me above all people. The Lord takes away from my presence all sicknesses and allows none of the diseases of the world to come upon me, but allows them upon all those that hate me. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. I seek the Lord my God with all my heart and with all my soul, and I do find Him. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 33. I walk in all the ways which the Lord my God has commanded me, and it is well with me, and I prolong my days in the inheritance which I possess in Christ. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The secret things belong unto the Lord, but these revealed promises belong to me and my wife and my children forever. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. I love the Lord my God with all my heart and with all my might. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 to 9. I treasure God's word, and I keep them in my heart. I teach them diligently unto my children, and talk of them when I sit in the house, when I walk by the way, and when I lie down, and when I rise up. I bind them for a sign upon my hand, and they are the frontlets between my eyes. I'd write them upon the posts of my house and on the gates. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 14. I hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord my God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which he commands me. And the Lord my God sets me on high above all nations of the earth. And all of these blessings come on me and overtake me as I hearken unto the voice of the Lord my God. Blessed am I in the city, and blessed am I in the field. Blessed is the fruit of my body, and the fruit of my ground, which I sow the seed of God's word. Blessed is the flock of my sheep. Blessed is my financial and physical life. Blessed am I in my coming in, and blessed am I in my going out. The Lord causes my enemies that rise up against me to be smitten before my face. They that come out against me one way flee before me seven ways. The Lord commands the blessing upon me, in my storehouses, and in all that I set my hand into. The Lord blesses my inheritance in Christ. The Lord establishes me a holy person unto himself, as I keep his commandments and walk in his ways. All the people of the earth see that I am called by the name of the Lord, and they are afraid of me. The Lord makes me plenteous in goods. The fruit of my body is healthy physically and spiritually. The Lord opens unto me his good treasure, the heaven to give rain of blessing unto my inheritance in Christ in his season. He blesses all the works of my hand. I lend unto many nations, and I do not borrow. The Lord makes me the head and not the tail. I am above only and not beneath, as I hearken unto the commandments of the Lord to observe and to do them. I do not go aside from any of God's word to the right or to the left, but I always walk in his words. Joshua chapter 23, verse 14. Not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord speaks concerning me. All are come to pass, and not one thing has failed. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11. I am given unto God all the days of my life. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 9. The Lord is with me wherever I go, and he has made his name great in me. 2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 6. The Lord preserves me wherever I go. Psalms chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. I delight in the law of the Lord, and I meditate on it day and night. and I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season. My leaves never wither. Whatsoever I do, always prosper. Psalms chapter 3, verse 3. The Lord is my shield, my glory, and the lifter of my head. Psalms chapter 4, verse 3 to 5. The Lord has set me apart, and He has made me godly for Himself. The Lord hears when I call unto Him. I stand in awe and sin not. I offer sacrifices of righteousness and put my trust in the Lord. Psalms chapter 4, verse 8. I always sleep in peace, for the Lord makes me dwell in safety. Psalms chapter 5, verse 1. The Lord gives ear to my words and considers my meditation. Psalms chapter 5, verse 3. God hears my voice every morning. I direct my prayers and thoughts unto the Lord, and I look upon Him. Psalms chapter 5, verse 12. The Lord defends me, encompasses with favor, as with a shield. Psalms chapter 8, verse 6. The Lord has made me to have dominion over the works of His hands. He has put all things under my feet. Psalms chapter 9, verse 1. I show forth all of God's marvelous works. Psalms chapter 16, verse 5. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup, and He maintains my lot. Psalms chapter 16, verse 7. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. Psalms chapter 16, verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me. I shall not be moved, because He is at my right hand. Psalms chapter 16, verse 11. The Lord shows me the path of life. I dwell in God's presence and have fullness of joy, and I have pleasures forevermore at His right hand. Psalms chapter 17, verse 8. I am as the apple of God's eye, and He hides me under the shadow of His wings. Psalms chapter 17, verse 15. I behold God's face in righteousness. I am satisfied, for I awake with God's likeness. Psalm chapter 19, verse 14. The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are acceptable in God's sight. Psalm chapter 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not want or lack any good thing. Psalm 23, verse 5. God anoints my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Psalms chapter 23, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. Psalms chapter 24, verse 3 to 5. I ascend unto God's holy hill and stand in his holy place, because I have clean hands and a pure heart. I receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from God of my salvation. Psalms chapter 25, verse 2 to 5. I wait upon the Lord, and I am not ashamed, for my enemies can never triumph over me. The Lord shows me his way and teaches me his paths. The Lord leads me in his truth and teaches me, for he is the God of my salvation, and I wait on him all the day. Psalms chapter 25, verse 9. The Lord guides me in judgment and teaches me his way, because I am meek. Psalms chapter 25, verse 10. I keep God's words and commandments, and all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto me. Psalms chapter 25, verse 13. My soul dwells in ease, and my seed inherits the earth. This ends part 1. Please continue in part 2.